Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
I hope you had a beautiful Shabbat.
Yes, we did.
It was really lovely, wasn't it? You're awfully quiet tonight, Hannah.
Well, I've had a hard day, in a way.
then there's no reason.
You know, I had the grandson came for the weekend, and his grandmother passed away. So there was a funeral this morning. I didn't go to it though, but Tony went and. And then we had class today, and it was, you know, then I had the afternoon pretty quiet, so it was just an odd Shabbat.
It's a busy day. It's time for people to realize they don't have to die.
Well, if the body would just stay healthier, I mean, when they have no mind anymore because of dementia and brain tumors. Last week it was one of my best friend's husband.
Yes, ma'am.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Please join us in saying the Ana B'Koach.
Hey, I'm going to mute.
Ana Gedulat Shemincha. Tati Zerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitat Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na gibor dor sheyehudcha gevavat shamrem nun gimel dalad yud kashin barchen tacharen rakame sitkacha tami gamlem Bet Tet Resh, Tzadi Taf Gimel, the letters of the month of Av, the Kaf, that created the planet Shemesh, the planet Chama, the planet we call the Sun, and the Tet that created the constellation Arye, the lion, which is the astrological sign of Leo. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Na'el Adatach, Tet Kufbet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushatach, Yud Gimelamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shinkuf Bav Tzadiyutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and we're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun Erech Apayim, Derav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon Wafesha, Bechata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat, by studying two verses from the Tanakh that have the same energy, which is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52 is the first of the two. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Tchilu Tchilu Urchimu Pleachta L'shem Yud Hei Bevav Hei B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananehu Tzod Tzaduni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to create Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letter of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the goat, the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first is the Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayechaskum Achechem ha-Levim Ad kelot ha-Mlacha Yad yitchad shu ha-Kohanim Ki halivim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, ya la me, hey hey hey, aka a, break aha. The second verse that connects to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Be tu ba donai, yo hey wa hey. Ade ad ki bia yo hey Adonai yo hey wa hey tzur olamim. There are 3 verses that connect to the year 5775 that has the energy of swallowing death forever. The first that we will read and study is Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. And then there's 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam asher yitzabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon. Vehalakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipaski oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami leYisrael untati veshatan tachtav velo yirgaz. Od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla la'anoto, kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We will say the names using the root vowel of each letter. Wahe wa yo la yo sayo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me. La wa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo wa wa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he ha me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he hey, she, ah, may, may. Nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta. May, be, hey, pay, why, yo. Nu, may, ma, may, yo, yo, la. A, re, hey, may, ta, re. Wa, may, me, be, yo, hey, hey. Ah, nu, wa, may, hey, yo. Ka, may, be, may, nu, ko. Ah, yo, ah, hey, be, wa. Re, ah, hey, yo, be, may. Hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, also with the root vowels of each letter. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, ah, ah, may. Me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, ke, me, ta. Hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah. Yo, tsa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me. La, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la. Nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo. Me nu hei 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 wa. Nu yo hei hei shi ya. Yo re ta shi ya hei. Re la yo wa wa me. La yo be wa hei re. Yo yo wa la hei hei. Ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo hei wa me. Re he a yo he za. Me she he me ka ha. Wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo. A la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo. He yo she a la me. Nu he 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 a nu wa ta. Me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la. E be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he. A la wa me za yo. Ka he be me ka ko. A la a he te a wa. Ra la he yo yo me. E la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim who left this 28th day of Av, Rabbi Yitzchak Akrish and Rabbi Avraham Yaakov ben Rabbi Meir Cohen Palm. But I would also mention that it is the birth date of the Magid de Mezrich, who was the student of the Baal Shem Tov, who took over after the Baal Shem Tov left the world. And he promoted the spread of Chassidut, of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, throughout the European continent. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is our Zohar class for the Parasha of Shoftim. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, which in the first column, the right-hand column, the first row of the right-hand column, you will find a link to a landing page that has all of the Parashas listed. When you get to that landing page, scroll down to the parasha for the Shoftim, When that landing page opens, please click on Section 5, which will be our class for tonight, and maybe possibly for Thursday as well. It is Section 5, the Great and Small Sanhedrin. And we will start with Pasuk 21. And this section is actually not very many verses in the Zohar, but my commentary is quite extensive. So we shall see. Pasuk 21. Pikuda batar dalekabel. Beitin hagadol alaihu bina. Nesitra digdula ikre Elohim. Beitin hagadol rabdino. Verab zachwo. Kegavna deitmar shom tasiv. Tasim. Alecha melech b'kfikuda shom ale'ela ta'asim l'tata haki l'kabel aleya ba'betin rav rava a'agi t'kabil aleya betin ze'era. Beit din zeira, beit din shel shalosha, misitra dishkinina, tata abet din rav reva, meilein sin sanhedre gedola. The translation. The following precept is to accept the ruling of the great Sanhedrin on them, which is Bina, which from the aspect of Chesed is called Elohim, which is Bina, the great Sanhedrin. Since great is Chesed, it is great in judgment, which is the left, and great in finding merit, which is the right. This means that when the left side of Bina is included within the right, which is Chesed, both are considered great. As we learned in relation to the precept, you may appoint, literally appoint, you shall appoint, a king over you, in which appoint is above in Bina, and you shall appoint is below in Malchut. In the same way, one must accept upon himself the great Sanhedrin from the aspect of Bina, although he accepted upon himself the small Sanhedrin from the aspect of Malchut. The small court consists of three from the aspect of the lower Shekhinah, which is Malchut. The great court consists of those in the great Sanhedrin, of 72 members, 70 Sanhedrin judges, and 2 scribes. My commentary. The Torah provides for a hierarchy of judgment, which allows for the injection of mercy into every judgment. This is a mirror of the heavenly Sanhedrin composed of the 70 Elohim, or angelic ministers, over and responsible for the 70 nations. This is the meaning of the left of Bina is included in the right, the injection of mercy into judgment. Pasuk 22. Amar botzina kadisha shivim zion hedre gedola hawo beant rav riva al kuhu vichaya kol hadavar hagadol yaviu elecha v'kol ha-davar ha-katon yispetu heim elu heim sanhedre gedola sanhedre ketana sanhedre gedola nisitra dishkinta ila sanhedre ketana nisitra dishkinta tata. The translation. The holy luminary, Rabbi Shimon, said to the faithful shepherd, "The great Sanhedrin consisted of 70 members, and you are the greatest of them all, as it is written. Every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they shall judge," which relates to the great Sanhedrin and the small Sanhedrin, about which it is said, "Great matter and small matter." The great Sanhedrin are from the aspect of the supernal Shekhinah, which is Bina, and the small Sanhedrin are from the aspect of the lower Shekhinah, which is Malchut. My commentary. The great Sanhedrin operated on the premise of truth. Just as souls are aware of their spiritual level, this is the basis of who and how one joins the Sanhedrin, and who is the order of the membership and the seating arrangement in the great Sanhedrin. The seating arrangement represented the hierarchy of the souls as defined by the members of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is both the high court and the legislative body of the children of Israel. The king represented political power, not legislative power. The king's authority can be overridden by the Sanhedrin, and of course the interpretation of the meaning of the Torah's language belongs to the great Sanhedrin. Today we do not have the Sanhedrin, since it is actually a reflection of the temple, which we have not yet rebuilt. Pasuk 23. Moshe Shoshvina de Malka Acharon Shoshvina de Matronita Beim Hon Shivin Utrein Sanhedrin Kamin Yan Chesed Umehaka Sanhedre Gedola Sanhedre Kitana Misitra Dismala Et Amaor Lemem Shelet Halaila. The translation. Moses is the best man of the king, Zeranpin. Aaron is the best man of the queen. Together with them, there are 72 members to the Sanhedrin, meaning with the 70 Sanhedrin judges over whom Moses and Aaron preside, which have the same number as Chesed, which has the numerical value of 72. Hence, they are considered the great Sanhedrin, since Chesed is called great, as mentioned above. The small Sanhedrin are from the aspect of the left, that is Malchut, which is erected from the left, by which it is written, and the lesser light to rule the night. My commentary. The lower court, the lesser Sanhedrin, consisted of members of the great Sanhedrin. They acted and ruled according to their understanding of the Torah law. They could be overruled by the higher authority composed of a greater number of members of the Sanhedrin. Remember, a death penalty could only be ruled upon by a court of 23 members of the Sanhedrin. The death penalty was rarely, if ever, issued by a court, and never by the full Great Sanhedrin, according to the Talmud. Pasuk 24. Ukid tiferet et hamaor hagadol memshelet hayom teitmar beya yomam yitzave Hashem chazdo et hamaor hakaton lememshelet halayla uvalayla shiro imi shir dilviyin v'dayesod ben yishai chai al ha'adama v'takin eser mine tehilim Vishiva Vihu Tzadik Lismala Et Hamaor Hakaton Bedashakinta Diadnetilat Mismala Due to this, Tiferet is considered the greater light to rule the day, because it says about it, Hashem will command his steadfast love, the Hebrew word is chesed, in the daytime. Since it is chesed, it is called the greater light, and the lesser light to rule the night means, and in the night his song shall be with me. That is the song of the Levites, which is Yesod, in Malchut, according to the meaning of the words, the son of Jesse lives on the ground, in which lives refers to Yesod, and the ground is Malchut. He has composed 10 types of songs in Tehillim, meaning blessed, a song, a poem, etc. The righteous is to the left, meaning Yesod in Malchut, and the left, the lesser light, is the Shekhinah that was taken from the left. My commentary. Below is a short commentary on the 10 types of songs in the Psalms written or and attributed to King David. Now, he didn't write all of them, but the majority of them he did write. The commentary was written by Rabbi Avraham Sutton. It is my hope to bring you a series of classes on the Psalms using his commentary and New English translation. And you can find this information on his website, Chapter 5, 10 Types of Song. We read in the Midrash, Shochar Tov, also known as the Midrash Tehillim. The Psalms contain 10 archetypal types of song or praise. One is Nitzuach. Two is Nigun. Three is Mizmor. Four is Shir. Five is Chalal, six is Tefillah, seven is Bracha, eight Hoda'ah, nine Hallelujah, and 10 Ashrei. And the greatest of all of them is Hallelujah, for it includes God's name, Yah, and his praise, Hallel, in one word. Rob called the entire book of Psalms Hallelujah. In the Talmud, we have a slightly different listing. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, the Psalms were composed using 10 archetypal expressions of song praise. One is Nitzuach, two is Nigun, 3 is maskil, 4 is mizmor, 5 is shir, 6 is ashrei, 7 is tehillah, 8 is tefillah, 9 is hoda'ah, 10 is hallelujah. And the greatest of all of them is hallelujah, for it includes God's name, Yah, and his praise, Hallel, in one word. King David began each psalm with a superscription, a kind of headline, that tells us something about the essence and purpose of a psalm. Some of these superscriptions are short, some are longer. The most recurrent superscription, Lam Natseach, which we often translate, dedicated to the orchestra leader of creation who grants eternal victory, stands at the head of 55 psalms. After that, Mizmor LeDavid, or LeDavid Mizmor, a cutting psalm by David, heads 36 psalms. Of these 36, 23 are part of longer superscriptions in which the title Lam Natseach appears. The word maskil, to teach wisdom, is part of the superscription of 14 psalms. Shir HaMa'alot, a song of ascents, heads 14 psalms. Hallelujah, praise God, heads 10 psalms. The main recurring superstitions in Psalms 55 is Lam Natseach. Mizmor LeDavid is 29, and LeDavid Mizmor is 7, for a total of 36. Shir HaMa'alot, 14, and Shir LaMa'alot, 1. For a total of 15. Maskil, 14. And Hallelujah, 10. Other superscriptions appear either as single words or in varying, intriguing combinations with each other. Some of these are Ashrei, Shir Mizmor, Tefillah, Miktam, Neginot, Barki Nashi, Mizmor LeTodah, Renenu Tzadikim. In whatever form or combination they appear, these superscriptions tell us something important about the respective psalms at whose head they stand. In general, they are expressions of joy, thanks, hope, self-reflection, and most importantly, song. Torah sources, the Talmud, the Zohar, and the Tikkuni Zohar, consolidate all these different superscriptions into 10 basic categories and call them the 10 archetypal types of song. According to the Tikkuni Zohar, these 10 have the following song meanings. Ashrei, happiness, insight. Shir, joyous song, elevation. Bracha, barki nafshi, blessing, drawing down sustenance, revelation. Semer, mizmor, cutting song, breaking through barriers. Negina, bingi note, soaring melody. Hallelujah, praise Yah, praise God, radiating thanks and joy. 7, Nitzuach, Lam Natseach, touching eternity, victory, unity in multiplicity and diversity. 8, Hoda'ah, Hodu, thanksgiving, admitting the truth, testifying. 9, Rina, Renenu, a joyous song crying out, and 10 tefillah, prayer and self-evaluation. In another place, the Zohar lists them in a slightly different order, this time identifying them with their corresponding sephirah. One, Ashrei, is connected to the Keter, the crown. Shir is connected to Chachma, wisdom. Bracha is connected to Bina, understanding. Negina, Chesed, loving kindness. Semer, Yivurah, power and restraint. Hallelujah, Tiferet, beauty, harmony. Nitzuach, Netzach, victory and eternity. Hoda'ah, Chod, majesty and thankfulness. Rina, Yesod, foundation, channel. And Tehillah, Malchut, kingship, kingdom. In yet another place, the Zohar lists these 10 types of song in a slightly different order and makes two substitutions. Maskil, a wisdom psalm to contemplate and understand life's lessons. Miktam, a precious psalm to be constantly reviewed for the lessons it contains. This fourth order is thus Netzuach, Negina, Maskil, Miktam, Semer, Shir, Ashrei, Tefillah, Hoda'ah, Hallelujah. Whatever their order, and whatever their variations, the great Hasidic master, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, understood something very deep about these different types of song. Indeed, from heaven it was revealed to him that each of them corresponds to and is directed at correcting and healing a different human frailty or lack. I am adding, Rabbi Nachman eventually said that the following 10 songs or psalms are the universal correction, the Tikkun Kalali. Universal is my translation, not usually translated at all. It is always called Tikkun Kalali. The 10 Psalms of Tikkun Kalali are Psalms 16, 32, 41, 42, 59, 77, 90, 105, 137, and 150. One can find these 10 Psalms on the Hashem website using the Bible Inquiry link on the right of each page on the website. Psalm 16 is a miktam. Chapter number 16 has the male letters of Hashem's name, Yud and Vav. Psalm 32 is a maskil. The chapter number is equal to the heart, the lev, as well as the 32 paths of wisdom, as spoken of in the Sefer Yetzirah. Psalm 41 is a lamnatzeach, mizmor. And the chapter number is equal to M, mother, or im, mother. Psalm 42 is a lamnatzeach maskil. Chapter number is equal to the 42-letter name used in creation, referred to as membet. Psalm 59 is a lamnatzeach miktam. The chapter number means net. Psalm 77 is Olam Natseach, Asaf Mizmor. Chapter number 77, the goat, as well as a powerful and strong, all of these meanings connected to the word Az, Ayin Zion. Psalm 90 is a tefillah, a psalm. Chapter number 90 is righteous, the gematria of the letter Tzadi, as well as just, connecting to Tzedek. Psalm 105 is a hodu, thanksgiving psalm. Chapter 105 is equal to the same gematria as the Hebrew word ola, ascend, to rise up. Psalm 137 does not have a superscript as described above. Chapter 137 is equal to Kabbalah, reception. Psalm 150 is a hallelujah. Chapter number 150 is 10 times 15, representing completion of the work of creation, the work of Hashem. These 10 psalms have a total of 164 verses. 164 is the gematria of the Hebrew word hadvakim, you shall cleave. The number of words and letters has not yet been counted by me. Any student who wishes can do so and send me the information. That's the end of the class. I hope you found this commentary particularly useful. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Sunday, our classes are at 10:30 and at 3 p.m. West Coast time. Both classes will be dealing with preparation for Teshuvah. I hope you'll join us for these classes. I will remind you of a number of things this coming week. One, there's a solar eclipse, in case you might have forgotten about it. That will take place approximately 3 p.m. East Coast time on Monday, the 21st, which is known as Yom HaKippurim Katan, the small Yom Kippur. And you'll find in the Hilulah for the month of Av a link at the bottom of the page that will connect you to a study document for that day, starting Sunday evening. I hope you'll use it or part of it as you decide. Tuesday night at 7 p.m. is Rosh Chodesh Connection for the month of Elul. That doesn't count, I didn't mention the mini Zohar class that is at 4:30 both Monday and Tuesday, West Coast times, and also Wednesday. Wednesday is also Rosh Chodesh, because there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh for the month of Elul. The 7 o'clock Wednesday session will be questions and answers. Thursday, we begin our four classes a day cycle At 7:30, we will do Slichot together. At 4:30, we will continue our preparations for the month of Elul and Teshuvah and study for the Tishrei holidays. At 7 p.m., we will do a Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will do a Tikkuni Zohar class. These additional classes will be starting that Thursday and will go daily except for Shabbat. So that would mean Friday and also a week from Sunday, the 27th. I will share that the class on the 27th is going to be a two-hour class explaining the energy of the year 5778, helping you to prepare and understand what to expect. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom to all. Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week.
Okay, you too. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thanks. Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.